Ask small business owners how they will be affected by the Affordable Care Act, and you get answers like this.
I feel like I don't know anything about it, to be honest with you, but I don't know if really anyone knows anything about it.
That's Sheridan Mordue, owner of local boutique Hip and Humble. And she's right. She's not alone. In a survey of Salt Lake Chamber members conducted in partnership with Select Health, more than 80% of small business owners admitted they were uninformed about the requirements of the Affordable Care Act. Greg Mattis is senior counsel for Select Health.
Small employers have a lot of new choices, a lot of new options under the law, but they don't have a lot of resources at their disposal to help them understand it and help them respond to it.
And though they may not know a whole lot about it, 75% of businesses are either ambivalent or opposed to the ACA. Many think it will increase the amount they would pay to cover their employees. But that's not true for every small business. Sheridan Mordue, for example, will qualify for a tax break next year. It's an incentive provided under the ACA designed to encourage small employers to offer health insurance to their employees. Mordue made the calculations and decided to start offering her 12 employees health insurance 1 year ago.
It's really expensive for small business to offer that. But with the tax credit, it was more than half of what I'm paying out. So to me, it was kind of an incentive to go forward with the idea.
Sean Nordhoff's company, Industrial Piping Products, has provided health insurance to employees for more than two decades. He's been trying to figure out if he should stay with a group plan for his 25 employees or take advantage of some new options provided by the new health insurance exchanges coming online October 1st.
If we can bring our costs down but still offer the same benefits to our employees, we want to be able to do that.
Nordhoff says in spite of all the good information provided at the summit, he still hasn't seen the rates to make a comparison. And that's what he needs to make an informed choice.
Apparently we got to wait till October 1st when they start publishing the figures. Right now, we don't know where we're headed.
In the meantime, Greg Mattis recommends using selecthealth.org as a resource for information and Utah's small business exchange, avenueh.com. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.